Oh, yeah, that's Pinktober, people. I know I didn't mention it in my last episode because I was actually waiting to mention it in this episode specifically, you know? It's Pinktober. It's the boobs month, the titties month, the breast month. So today, I'm talking about breast cancer. Just I'm not going to dive deep, but just enough for you to know a bit about it. I hope you're doing good though, because I'm amazing, Shelly. And it's sunny this day, and yeah, it feels amazing actually. My week, God, I've been watching series, a lot of series. My weeks are with series, sleep, series, games, series, writing poetry or something along those lines. Saida, your girl is amazing. I hope you are too. I hope life isn't being too hard. Yeah, even if life is hard, just fuck it and yeah, and it will go soft again, you know. So today we're talking about breast cancer. Yes, people, breast cancer. Yeah, I know I'm super hyper, but the topic I'm talking about isn't anything hyper, but yeah, I'm just always excited to actually bring you guys something new. So let's get into it, boo-boo. So it's the breast thing for me. We all like breasts, right? Don't you like breasts? Yeah, breasts are succulent and you can suck on them and you can swirl your tongue around the areolas and make a moan. Yeah, so let's keep them safe. Let's try to. So breast cancer as a cancer breast cancer is, sorry, it's cancer that forms in the cells of the breast. It's normally it's normally the cells get crazy, they get out of control and they took over your tits. God, that would be very crazy and very painful, like, and you have to go cut it off and all of that. But I'm just hoping that we find a way to, I pray that scientists end up finding a way to actually cure us of breast cancer without having to cut off our tits, because damn, we need some tits, bro. You know? Oh, and don't forget, breast cancer is not just for ladies, it's for men too. So breast cancer can occur in both genders. So if you think you're a man and you're safe from breast cancer, I'm sorry to tell you, guy, you are in it. Just that the rate of getting it in a guy is lower compared to being a female. Yeah, don't be sexist, don't be don't act all excited, because you might just be one out of the 1,000 who gets it. So don't be all happy. So breast cancer isn't just for females. You guys can actually also get it. I know you're wondering how, but let's all wonder together. Wondering what causes cancer, the breast cancer. Yes, it's just cancer that forms in the cells of the breast. So mostly, if you have a family history of breast cancer, maybe your mom or an auntie or something, I don't know, has it, there's a likelihood you can actually get breast cancer. Hereditary, if it's in the blood. If it's in your blood, if yeah, like I was saying, family history of it, maybe your ancestor, one of the people you know, had breast cancer. Maybe your mom didn't get it. There's a likelihood you could get it. And if you could inherit it from your family, your mom or somebody in your family, maybe your dad had it. I don't know. Then there's obesity. If you're too, sorry, fat, I'm not fat shaming, but let me just put it that, if you're too fat, if there's too much of that, there's a likelihood you could get breast cancer. So, youngins out there, please stay healthy. There's healthy fat and there's fat that we can all work on ourselves to be extremely healthy fat. People are just born fat, so you can't just say that okay, they are obese. No, there's a line to draw with your diet and all of that. And age. Yeah, age also plays a factor. So if you're getting older, the likelihood you could get breast cancer is high. Very high. And if you've never had babies, if you've never had a kid, mostly I think breastfeeding also helps. Yeah, that's why I say if you've never had kids. If you've never had a baby before, maybe so that means if you've never breastfed and all, nobody's there to massage your tits. Unless maybe your boyfriend or your nigga. He gonna titty fuck you. That'll be bliss. I know, right? And damage cells DNA could also cause breast cancer. Damn, it has a whole lot of factors that you don't even know where you fall. You understand? And abnormal cell growth. Yeah, like the crazy cells that get out of control, like, whoa, they're going crazy and shit like that. It also makes you, also causes of breast cancer and your lifestyle choices. I know you're wondering, how the hell does my lifestyle affect how I get breast cancer? What you take in, your intake of stuff. Maybe you smoke, you drink, you are doing it a lot, you're an alcoholic, and you don't want to quit. Also, yes, because alcohol also can lead to breast cancer. That's a long-term effect. You may not notice. And even alcohol has a lot of other things, other cancers that could spring up. God, it's a bitch, man. But yeah, it gets some shit done too. How weird. It's not going to really be a tough choice if it involves taking good care of yourself. Yeah, if I have to quit drinking just so I won't get breast cancer, I will do it. I don't really drink much though. Yeah, just about 10% alcohol percentage and I'm good to go. I actually became lightweight because I stopped drinking. How fucking weird. But yeah, it's all good. So your intake of alcohol, if you have a family history and all of that. So I think we should all research, find out if any of our family members had something like this, so that we prepare, go to the doctor and tell them that, okay, I have a family history of breast cancer, so I want you to check me, see if I'm safe, if there's a possibility I'm gonna have it, anything like that, just so we are prepared for whatever might come. What do you think? Better safe than sorry, man. Now we are going into the symptoms of breast cancer. This is where my guys come in. Those who likes it, those who likes it. Yeah, so the symptoms, breast lump or thickness that feels different from the surrounding tissue. So when you massage your tits, you can do it yourself, but if you have a partner, it's easier because he has been sucking on your boobs in bed, playing with tit and all, so he'll be able to tell the difference. So leave the boobs in the hands of your partner, a good partner who knows what to do with your tits, not somebody who doesn't know shit about it and treats it like shit. Breast lives matter, so treat them like gold, boy. So breast lump or thickness that's so different from the surrounding tissue. So gentle massage around your tits. To see, sometimes some parts get hard. You see, when you look at an orange, you look at how an orange looks. Yes, sometimes some parts just get that way. You're like, there's something wrong with me. I need to get checked. So you have to keep massaging your tits from time to time to feel them, to know that, okay, there's nothing wrong with my breast. I'm just being paranoid. Or, okay, yes, I can feel some lumps. I can feel some thickness as a point, as a part of my breast, so I need to see the doctor. But you need to actually, I think, before it gets to that point, then it's far gone. So we shouldn't actually wait till then. You should actually get ourselves checked. Yeah, that way I do. That way save us some headache of having to actually cut off our tits. Cause I don't want anybody of us to cut off our tits. Tits are sexy beans. God. And maybe and there's change in size, shape, or appearance of your tits. Maybe they look more, you know, they are a bit drooped, they're a bit sagged, just a little sagged. Then you realize that no, they look a bit like an orange, the redness of an orange, like yes, a petted orange. So you'd be like, no, there's something wrong with my breast, and they look more firmer. So you massage it and feel like, nah, there's a lump. or there's nothing, then know your tits. You should know your tits. Let your partner also know your tits. They should know how it feels to have their hands wrapped around it, to the extent that if there's some changes, if there's something wrong, they'll be like, oh baby, there's a lump here, or why, since your tits were getting bigger. Reminds me, mine were growing big at a point. My boyfriend was like, your tits are growing, like, for real? I even didn't notice. He did. So they're observant. So give your boyfriend some credit, your partner some credit. They notice stuff that you may not notice, or you think that, okay, I've seen too much in things. So leave your boobs in the life, oh sorry, in the hands of an expert. I'm saying yes, an expert in sucking boobs, I mean, an expert in fondling them, smooching them. God damn. I know, right? I'm giving all our partners out there that take care of us a thank you, because we wouldn't be here without you guys, you know? And know your tits. When you start noticing something out of the ordinary, visit your doctor. Make sure you visit your doctor in all of this. As much as you, if you start feeling some type of way, start noticing stuff, your partner notices stuff, please go to the doctor. Don't sit at home and be like, oh, it's nothing, it's to pass. It is not passing. Just go to the doctor and make sure that what you have ends cancerous cells. Or maybe you are breastfeeding or something. Just make sure that everything, or you're about to have a baby and less, yes. Just make sure that in everything you go and see the doctor. I say, well, I listen to my own advice anyway. Don't mind me. I just don't like the smell of hospitals. They make me weird. Yes, but somehow I ended up in the hospital to have a baby. I went to the hospital for antenatal and all. And antenatal and all, just, yeah, pretty weird, huh? But make sure you go to your doctor. Yeah, the doctors help. They'll be able to massage your tits, find out like, oh yeah, okay, we are going to run a test, a mammogram on your breast, so that we'll see whether it is a cancerous cell, what is wrong with it. Yes, easy, right? Easy peasy, cover girl. Haha. And also the peeling, flaking of pigmented area of skin surrounding nipple. So you look around your nipple, then you realize that it is peeling. Like, yo, my nipples aren't supposed to peel off, or the skin around it aren't supposed to be doing that. So if you notice something like that, like, no, then maybe you think that maybe your eyes are playing tricks. So you're like, you call your partner, you call somebody close to you, like, am I seeing things? Oh, my, the skin around my nipples are peeling off. Like, oh, they are peeling off. Let's go see a doctor. So you go and see a doctor. Or when you notice it yourself, you look in the mirror yourself. Or you look in the mirror. If you don't have a partner, you can just stand in front of a mirror and massage your breasts. Notice the changes. Maybe take pictures from time to time to see that, okay, they're still the same shape. Or they're growing bigger. If they're growing bigger, maybe you're pregnant. Or they're just growing because you're getting some good dick. Yeah. So, yes. And redness of the skin over the breast. Yes. Your skin looks like a freaking orange. Yeah. That's all I can say. It looks like the skin of an orange, and it's reddish. It's literally just is an orange at that moment. Then you realize, I know there's some shit wrong with me. So I got to see my doctor. I need a doctor. Call me a doctor. I need a doctor. Doctor. To bring me back to life. Oh God, I have a horrible voice. My voice is so scratchy. I'm sorry for worrying you people's ears, okay? I didn't mean to make your ears bleed. But yeah, as I was saying, redness of the skin over the breast, you should get it checked. Peeling or flaking of pigmented area of skin surrounding nipple or areola, you have to get it checked, please. If you see anything different from your normal breast, please get it checked. Don't wait. Please get it checked. Okay, so fibrocystic... Is it cyst? Cyst. Yeah. Fibrocystic breast disease. It's a non-cancerous changes that give a breast or lumpy texture. So that one, if you feel the lumpy stuff, that's why I want you to get a check. Because I don't want you to freak out. I don't want you to freak out over something that isn't there. Maybe it's just fibrocystic breast disease and yeah, they think it's breast cancer. It makes it look lumpy and rope-like, have a rope-like texture. So you need to get it checked before you draw a conclusion. That's why I'm saying everything should go see a doctor, because the doctor knows what's best to diagnose it with, or what's best, or what's wrong with you. So yeah, as much as you say hospitals, please do that for me, for my sake, because this is life matter. Yeah. I mean, my guys, too, you should get your breast checked from time to time. If you have a history of breast cancer in your family, please get yourself checked. You could have it, or you could be carrying those cells around. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to scare you, but let's do the needful so that we'll be safe, we'll be happy, we'll be able to live freely and happily and safe. Every time I want everybody to be safe, honestly. So what to do to reduce the risk of breast cancer? Yes, I'm saying there are things you can do, but there's always a but. I think you should actually still see a doctor to be on the safer side. Yeah. So breast examination, breast massage helps you notice the changes in your breast. Like I was saying, our boyfriends, our partners, I go to that. Just hand your breast over to your partner. I'm like, baby, you know what? I want you to check my tits for me because I've been feeling funny in there. Yeah, sometimes it might end up in sex, but yeah, anyway, I want mine it ending up in sex anyway. So yeah, maybe not all of you are like me. Some of you are just downright worried that you could be having breast cancer. Yeah, but I'll still fuck my partner even if I was having breast cancer. I guess you're not the same. And like I was saying, maintain healthy weight. There's healthy fat. Yeah, I know people be like, how is healthy fat? Yes, because there are nobody, not everybody can be stick thin like me. Yeah, we say they call it spaghetti. Weird, huh? But we give the best doggy styles anyway, so I'm not bothered. I'm actually excited. I'm sorry. So, not everybody can be stick thin. Not everybody can be. So, just regulate your fat. People are just born naturally fat. You can't tell them that just become slim. No, that is wrong. Just tell them like maintain this weight. This is your average weight. Like this is how you weigh. What is the word? Guys, help me out. I'm lost. This is your standard weight or your constant weight. So this is it. Don't go way above it or way below it. You could get anorexic. Oh yes. Or you get an eating disorder and all of that. I don't want you getting sick just because you want to maintain a healthy weight and eat healthy. Your food goes a long way to help you feel better. And choose a healthy diet, like I was saying. Oh my god. Choose a healthy diet and better lifestyle choices. Yeah. Reduce smoking and all of that, the alcohol intake. I know sometimes you want to wash away your problems, make yourself numb. Yeah, sometimes I do that, but it gets too much. It gets too much and you just want to feel nothing at all. Yeah. Lately, I'm like, nah, you know what? Let me feel it all instead of trying to run away from how I'm feeling. Because at the end of the day, it will still be there even if I drink to numb it. Yeah. Or maybe I could have sex. Some wild sex that I could feel in my ribs for days. Yeah, we are not the same kind of crazy. I'd rather feel for days and be stuck in bed than feeling like shit anyway. But that was good shit to feel. Yeah, I think so. And you should exercise. Don't be lazy about your exercise. It's going to be exercise and obesity will be close to you. And you should reduce how much fatty food you eat, junk foods. Nobody said don't eat junk food. I like junk food. But you should reduce the junk food you eat. Yeah. I don't eat junk food all the time. I eat home-cooked meals. I cook. Yeah. I feel like I hate cooking. I like cooking sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes when I'm in a good mood. But when I'm in a bad mood, I don't want to cook. I want to just lay in bed and get choked. You could have preventive surgery, mastectomy, to remove breasts before the cancer will even try to surface. That's only if you have history of breast cancer or a family history of it. But like everything I always say, it's like drawing an arrow straight to your doctor. Even after all of this, you still need to see a doctor for a doctor to know what exactly to do. Yeah. So preventive surgery. So I have to cut off both tits or something. God. I don't know if I'll find somebody who has been through it, but maybe next year when I start with my season 2 of my podcast, because we'll be going off in November before my birthday, actually. Guys, you guys should actually get the presents coming. Yeah, I like presents. I like surprises. Don't surprise me with anything that will freak me out. Yeah, but I like surprises. You could throw in some cash, something nice. Yeah. So if you've already gone through with the mastectomy, or you already have breast cancer, then you need chemo. I heard chemo is a bitch. Even though it helps kill cancer cells and all, you feel like shit, you lose your hair. I've watched enough movies that it scares me to actually do chemo if I need to be bad. There's no way I'm gonna get chemoed. No, there's no way. I'm gonna live healthy all the time. I'm gonna exercise on my bed. Yeah, I mean, have fucking sex all the time just to stay healthy. And you have to go for therapy to help you psychologically. Because going through all of this, losing all the tits on your chest and all, sometimes it takes a toll on us. We may tell them like, okay, we don't need therapy, we don't need a shrink to shrink all of our problems, but sometimes you do. Because after you go through the chemo alone, damn, that's like a whole new world on its own. You have to regrow your hair, you feel miserable, basically, just going through chemo. And after all of this, it's like a miracle. You need to see a therapist. I'm sure they assign a therapist to you the moment you're done with chemo to help you psychologically, because you don't have tits anymore. You look into the mirror and your chest is just chest, and you just stand there like, damn. Yeah, it will actually get to me. Even if I don't have huge tits, it will still get to me if I'm to lose them. God, how am I gonna get a titty fuck? Just imagine. Like, yo, you titty fuck me, then you come all over my chest and boobs. Yeah, God, it's all kind of crazy out here. So, mammographs can help detect breast cancer early before you or your doctor will ever determine it. That's why I was like, you have a mammogram first, because before you'll be able to see the lumps and all of that, if you're able to see the lump, that means it has advanced, it has moved to a point where maybe there's no return or there's help, or you could go through chemo. Yes, but when you have the mammogram, it'll be able to detect it in the early stages really fast, so that your doctor will be able to help you out in ways, talk you into maybe getting a chemo or a mastectomy or something, anyone that's cool for you. If you're older, you have all your kids and all of that, you can have a mastectomy, I think. Yes, because you won't be breastfeeding anybody. But when you're a young lady, that is the problem. I know, you have to resort to baby food for your kid. That's all going to be very stressful, straining on your mental health, I could imagine. Then the earlier the cancer is detected, the earlier and better for treatment. That's why you need a mammogram, whether you like it or not. The mammogram is necessary, and you see a therapist, you talk to them, you tell them this is the issue, then they'll both help you. Because I know shrinks are very good at their jobs. I'm like a little shrink myself, you know. I try to talk to my friends out of stuff, but who shrinks a shrink? Sometimes it gets overboard. Sometimes I feel so overwhelmed by stuff that's going in my life. And guys, to you guys, I mean, this, all this I've said is for both genders. So don't think that you're a guy and you're out. No. Get yourself checked too. I remember a friend of mine said he was going to get checked for breast cancer. I was like, okay, that's nice. And he ended up telling me it's a lie. He's trying to just get an interview out of it. Like, bruh, I could have punched him on the phone. I was actually excited. Juma, you know I'm talking about you, right? Yeah, the one who caused this kind of thing. But yeah, it's all good. I think that's all for today. Yeah, God, I don't like leaving you guys, you know? So, you know, it's October, and on the 13th, it's No Bra Day. Oh, my God. You guys are going to have to get a rope to tie your dicks around your thigh or something. Get a dick stump that is going to hide your erections in time, because there's going to be a lot of tits on the internet that day. A lot of tits on the internet that day. Just imagine. How are you going to cope? If you're the kind of guy who gets easily excited, you're fucked. I mean, literally, you're fucked. But in all in all, yeah, just make sure you take good care of your breasts and you take good care of yourself. Yeah, it all boils down to how good you take care of yourself, how healthy you eat, how much you exercise, and that's it. So I'm gonna say this, I love you guys. You guys have brought me this far. You're in 6k listens. This is 6k plays and I have about 229 or 250 audience. That's great for me. And I'm grateful to you guys that you guys have made this possible. I won't be here without y'all. I love you. I really do love you because you guys brought me here. You guys made me feel like I could do something with myself. So yeah, I know I'm an amazing person, but sometimes I feel like I can't do stuff. But you guys make me feel like I can actually conquer the world. Thank you. And I know that you just know that you're amazing. You are a blessing. You are great. You're awesome. No matter what you're going through, that shouldn't define you. No matter what you've been through, it shouldn't define you. Because I didn't make the shit people say about me define me, and I'm here. And everybody would say she's easy because she knows so much about sex. She's easy because she's this. But here I am using it to do something for myself. Recording a podcast for you to listen. I know, right? Oh, yeah. So that is it. You decide how things should affect you, how things should shape you. And I don't let some bitch ass people stuff affect how I feel about myself. I still feel amazing. I'm fucking confident. It's so annoying. Yes, and I have ego issues. That's so fucking annoying. Yes, but all the same, better have ego issues than not have any at all. No confidence, low self-esteem, and all of that. Yeah. And I'm a skinny chick and I still got it. I should tell you how amazing I am. I want you to know that you are great. Look in the mirror every day and tell yourself that you're going to be better. You are better than anything that is affecting you, that's ruling your life. Don't be depressed. I know that depression is a bitch and it takes a while to get over, but you're stronger than that. You're greater than that. Don't let get you in the corner and beat the shit out of depression, because you're stronger, baby. Why are you doing that? Yeah, just like I lay in bed and I cry, but after I cry, that stupid voice in my head who always makes sure that I don't die, I always say thanks to her. So you can come learn my little voice in my head. She's a bitch sometimes, but yeah, I still love her anyway. You are amazing. Always remember that. If you want to talk to me, you can reach me on my socials. Instagram @Akosua_Lefty_. Twitter @AkosuaLefty. Facebook @AkosuaLefty. Snapchat @AkosuaLefty. Yeah, wherever you see @AkosuaLefty, just add me. It's mostly me anyway. Yeah, I think somebody was using @AkosuaLefty on Instagram some time back. I was so pissed off. I was like, all right, it's a name. So I registered it. So yeah. I love you guys so much. So live your best life while you're alive. Don't wait till it's almost time for you to die. So I'm sure you're like, damn, I wish I lived my best life. I'd rather live my best life. I'd rather live than be lost. So we'll meet same time next week. And we are out. I love you guys.